WZMD Cambridge, KVMD Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Hotline is meant for an adult audience.
Hotline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline, where you been? Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. I'm Adam Carolla, that is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And he got himself a nice haircut today.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest tonight is Carmen Electra. Hello, Carmen.
Hello.
Haven't seen you in a while, right?
I saw you at the Playboy Mansion, actually.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yes, that's right. Had a few highballs that night.
I'm shocked.
It wasn't a great plan. Everyone got drunk, including Bill Maher. And the show kind of got a little ether shot that week. Carmen is starring in a scary movie, which is out this Friday. Right?
That's right.
Oh, okay. I don't have anything in front of me, so I'm going to say everything with... a lot of verve and hope it flies. You're in every commercial, or at least every trailer. Well, you're in the commercials, right?
Yeah.
Carmen looks good running through the sprinklers there.
It was fun. It's basically a spoof on Scream, Halloween, The Matrix, The Sixth Sense, and Keenan Ivory Wayans directed it. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of In Living Color and his movies, and I get to make fun of myself. I'm playing the Drew Barrymore scene from Scream.
Right. And you get the phone calls, you run through the sprinklers, you're in your panties. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm running from the killer. Because, you know, the scary movies are so ridiculous when, you know, it's always the hot girl and she's fully made up and the killer's chasing her and she trips and falls. Well, this killer rips off my sweater, rips off my blouse. I end up in bra and panties, then I go into that slow motion Baywatch run that was just so ridiculous, and then the water sprinklers come on. The next thing you know, I'm soaking wet, and I just start working the camera. So it's silly.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's good though. Good titillating fun. Many a teenage boy will pleasure himself to that. And oh my God, with that kind of stuff available. I mean, imagine just the run.
Oh, stop. Here you go again. Imagine if I were 17 and had this kind of movie available to me. Sit outside the drive-in movie and watch it. Yeah, okay.
No, they'll get their hands on the video in 4 months.
Right,
and that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't bother you thinking about young boys pleasuring themselves to your likeness?
No, I don't really think about it. You know.
Yeah, Drew tries not to think about it either. It happens. All right, who are you dating these days?
No one.
Oh, really?
No one.
Yeah. All right.
And it's good.
Yeah.
I needed to do this. You know, yeah. I have a pattern of kind of, I have a long relationship, maybe 2 to 4 years, and then I'll jump right into another one, and it's just, it's not good. It's not healthy. So for the first time, I'm just spending time alone.
You got to go to Carmen. I'd like to go to Carmen for like 45 minutes myself. All right. Drew?
Yeah.
You going to go to Carmen, too, or are you going to Drew, or you want to go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Oh, I did Kilborn tonight.
Oh, you did?
And they spoke very glowingly of Carmen's appearance there last time.
Aww.
Yeah, very kind.
Well, what about my appearance there on Friday?
You?
Oh,
whatever.
How dare you?
There's no way you were there last week.
Oh, please. I
couldn't remember your name.
Oh, how dare you embarrass me in front of Carmen Electra. They must have brought me up. Come on. Think hard.
No.
Oh, please. Come on. Drew, seriously, now be honest.
I'm being honest. That's what's wonderful about this. I'm being stone cold honest.
How dare they? Really? I was there last Friday.
Did your name so much have come up?
Oh, my God. The temerity of those people.
God is my witness. I don't believe one word was spoken. Not by Craig.
Oh.
Not by the second producer. Oh. We talked by Carmen for 45 minutes.
Oh.
In the green room, you have those kids sitting there watching the food.
Yeah.
I think they mentioned something about it.
All right, Drew, you tell me the truth off the air, please. I know you'll tell me the truth off the air. I was there last Friday and delivered another stellar performance.
Actually, in my mind, I was thinking, was that the one he's talking about that he socked so badly? Is that why they're not talking about?
No, that was Conan.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, please. Carmen, you were on last night?
Yeah.
I spoke highly of Carmen, did I?
Constantly.
Yeah.
It was fun. I got to break dance on the show.
Oh, you know, Carmen, I'll tell you, what was that video you did 6 years ago? That
Go-Go Dancer.
Oh, that was so hot. True, you don't live, so you don't know what I'm talking about. But I was sitting. Let me tell a little personal yarn here. I was living in La Crescenta with Ralph in Cortland, my two roommates up
was
in that.
Only 6 years ago.
When I saw the video, it was right at the end of my run there.
94?
It could have been 7 years ago. It could have been 93. What year?
92, 93.
And there it was. I think it was me and Ralph. Ralph appreciates the ladies, all of them, every one of them, no matter how big they are. He appreciates them. That's what I love about Ralph. And we were watching, I don't know, MTV or something. It was like noon. We were sitting home, and that Go-Go Dancer video came on. And I'd never seen Carmen before, and I don't think she'd been in too much, not movies or TV.
No, that was actually the first thing I'd ever done.
Hadn't had too much exposure before that, and it was just the hottest video. She's wearing little hot pants and like a halter top, and she's on a stage with a pole, you know, like a stripper stage.
It's a great memory.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I've relived that many, many times, and I just stared at it, and Ralph looked at me, and I looked at Ralph, and I gave him a hand job. No, we stared at this thing, and we were like, "Wow, who is this chick? She is so hot. It's such a hot video."
Thank you.
Where did you film that?
Here in L.A.
On Lancashire? Did you do it over the Star Garden?
No, actually, the director had a set built, so we didn't shoot it in an actual strip club.
Oh, okay. You're breaking my heart, baby.
Damn.
That's all right. Hold on. I'm going to talk to my penis. Shh. It's okay, baby. Don't listen.
She's just kidding.
Just kidding. Oh, it was great. You have that video? Where is that video?
I have it.
I don't see it. It should be played on airplanes and school buses. And gyms. It really should. It's a great video.
Thank you.
Wow. Man, that was just spectacular. Mm. Okay. Where were we? Suzanne?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen that video.
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
You're going to see the movie tomorrow, but you're not going to see Go-Go Dancer.
No, I'm going to see Scary Movie tomorrow.
Good.
What's going on, Suzanne?
I ran away from home today.
Yeah.
And, like...
Why'd you run away from home?
Because I was fighting with my dad, and, like, I punched him.
Yeah. Did he punch you?
Yeah.
Who punched who first?
Doesn't matter.
He did, and then I did. And then I ran out.
Oh, he did. All right. So that's called the counterpunch.
It's called defense.
Yeah. Okay. Is this your real dad?
Yeah.
You know, most kids that are being abused in the home, when they run away, they stay away. Are you at home now?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So where are you calling from?
My boyfriend's house.
How old is he?
19.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. It's over. You're going to get pregnant. You're damned.
No, I'm not having sex with him.
Oh, now I'm really worried about this guy. You got a 19-year-old boyfriend and I'm not having sex with?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
She said with him.
Because he wants to save it for marriage.
He's raising her like an avocado seed. Yeah.
But with him.
Yeah.
Who are you having sex with?
Well, I got raped today.
Today?
On my way over to my boyfriend's house.
Jesus, it's been a bad day.
Yeah.
Who raped you?
I don't know.
You know, you're just on the street?
Like, I was walking, because, like, my boyfriend's house is by an alley, and, like, I walked through the alley as a shortcut, and, like, when I went through, someone, like, grabbed me and pulled me into their car.
Oh, my God. You're lucky you weren't killed.
And so what happened?
Like... got knocked out or something. I don't know, and I don't remember anything.
How do you know you're raped?
Because I was naked when I woke up.
This wasn't the first time you were raped, was it?
Oh, I was molested.
When you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Who molested you?
my brother.
All right. Did you used to sort of black out during those episodes, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how you defend against these overwhelmingly awful experiences. Mm-hmm. And how these perpetrators know, how do they know this? How do they know to grab her, you know, mid-stride walking down an alley?
Yeah,
this is the one, pal. And she immediately goes into a fugue, and he does his thing.
I don't know if that's exactly the way it went down. I mean, I'm not calling her a liar, but there's pieces of the puzzle that aren't in place just yet. You think that's exactly the way it went down? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but
it doesn't sound like that's
all right.
Exactly it. But it doesn't matter.
It's her perception of it. It doesn't matter.
You didn't call the cops, did you?
No.
Why don't you go report that now?
Well, because I don't want to go back home.
Well, interesting point.
Where's your mom?
She's at home.
If you also report the physical abuse that was going on in the home.
You're
going
to go see the movie tomorrow?
Yeah.
With the boyfriend.
Oh, boy. Mm. You don't got bigger fish to fry? No offense, Carmen, but you don't see it Saturday, maybe? Take a day off?
I don't know. I was planning to go see it.
All right. Well, listen, you got to go to the cops. You got to get an exam. You got to make sure you're not pregnant.
I'm going to take the morning after pill.
God bless you, Suzanne. The sooner you take that, the more effective it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get your hands on that tonight, you want to take that. Because it's now been only not even 24 hours. And at 24 hours, it has nearly 90% effectiveness of preventing
pregnancy. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right. You're a smart woman.
All right. Hey, Suzanne? I'm trying to think. I want to shake you like an Etch-a-Sketch and just start you over again.
I wish you could.
I know. Where'd you say your mom was?
She's at home.
Can you talk to her?
No.
She's married to scumbag dad.
I know, but you have any aunts or anything you can talk to? Older sisters?
Why don't you?
I have only one brother and rest of my relatives live in Brazil.
Well, I think you want to give the system a chance. What state are you in?
Hmm?
What state are you in?
I'm in California.
I think you ought to give Protective Services a chance. If you describe the violence that was going on in the home.
I had already gone to a foster home, but they sent me back.
Oh, man.
All right. I don't know. Carmen, I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you get married, we raise Suzanne like she's our own. She'll be out of the house in like 3 years. No big deal, right? We won't have sex in front of us. Unless that's cool.
I feel really bad
for this
girl.
I know.
I mean, that's a lot. That's heavy. And how old are you?
15.
Yeah.
That's like all around abuse.
I know.
Molestation, verbal, physical. I'm sure, physical.
It's the trifecta. It's the American trifecta.
We call it the hat trick. I don't trust your boyfriend. I don't trust
No. That may,
he's a good person.
All right. Maybe,
he's the only person.
Yeah,
that
the one little ray of hope in here. He's gay.
Don't marry him, though. Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to.
Talk to him. Tell him you need help.
Yeah.
Okay. There, he is the one ray of hope in all this.
Call the cops.
He has put, although he's a consummate caretaker, that's okay right now. You need caretaking.
All right. I don't normally kill myself this early in the show, but I'm thinking about it. So, Drew, Carmen, you may have to toe the line tonight. Is that all right?
What's your name again?
There we go. Really, over Kilbourne.
Really?
That was bad. I killed on Friday. Nothing? Nothing. They didn't say anything about my spectacular, triumphant appearance on Friday night.
How many segments were you on?
Two.
Okay.
No. How many segments do you do?
Two.
Oh, boy, they must really be hard up for guests over there.
Triumphant. It was
filled
the air with
genius. I can't believe it. Boy, I can't believe they didn't heap praise on you on my behalf. I cannot believe that.
I'm really trying.
Really?
I'm trying.
Carmen, think too.
A lot about Carmen.
No, they actually said that you were coming on the show, but they didn't say anything about
how
me.
How dare they? The audacity, the temerity. Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys must have hashed this all out in advance before I got into the studio.
No, I'm trying to. It's actually, now that you bring it up, not that it struck me at the time, but
yeah.
Now that you bring it up, I find it rather bizarre that you've been there last week and nobody. So I didn't know.
Long holiday
until
weekend.
Until this moment.
A lot of drinking over the weekend.
That's you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Noah? Oh,
yeah.
Christ. Hold on a second. Your line sucks. You want to try him again?
Real quick.
Noah?
Spit it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Real quick.
Hey.
All right.
Well, fun.
You said real quick, and then he said, hey. All right. Just put him on hold for a little while. I can't take that line. Oh, my God. There's so many people in this country with horrible phones. Adam?
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I just want to say, Carmen.
Yes.
You're one of the most beautiful women on earth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But, I'm gay, so.
Wow.
Well, there goes that.
Well, I'm intrigued now, at least.
I had, anal sex yesterday for the first time.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, my butt's been killing me, like, all day.
You know, we had one of the most interesting calls last night about anal sex with that woman that became septic afterwards, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got real sick, yeah.
That was...
We get it, I'm in Georgia, and we get the episode you did the day before.
Right.
I just heard that, like, 5 minutes ago.
Right, it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's what could happen to you. So you broke your behymen yesterday, huh? How old is your partner?
He was 26.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're 14.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to Canada.
Oh.
All right.
It's not better there.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking Carmen. We're going to Canada.
We're holding up in the fort.
We're going to live a simpler life. You understand? It's not going to be any of this highfalutin, sequins, Pavarotti, none of this. None of this stuff. It's just going to be a simple life. I'm going to till the soil.
Can you live without her video?
You're going to perform oral sex. We're going to bring the video. That'll be it. We'll start a super colony. All right?
I love it.
Yeah. This country's going to hell in a basket.
But listen,
26.
I can only imagine that your dad didn't treat you so great when you were growing up. Is that accurate?
No, my dad's great.
Mom had to be a class A ball buster.
But
come on, how'd you go gay?
No. But it
that's
has
what
to be. There, no. That's not what I'm asking. There has to be that you could over idealize a 27-year-old so profoundly that you would believe that person was actually available to you in a caring way, other than an exploitative way, which is what he's actually up to.
Well,
suggest to me you were exploited earlier in life in some way by parents.
No, I wasn't. I mean,
I don't mean abused. I mean exploited. I mean you weren't sort of given an opportunity to develop yourself.
No, I mean, my life has been fine.
No. I have a book for you called The Drama of the Gifted Child.
Weren't you talking about that last
time? I was indeed, and you're my next victim for this. I want you to go read that book.
I got one called The Phantom Toll Booth. There's a dog with a clock in its
side. Let's get back to your question. The soreness, it could be fistula, abscess, could be a lot of things. Could be hemorrhoids. Get some Anusol cream, hot baths, and see a doctor if it's not better in about 24 hours,
okay? I really like anal sex.
Yeah,
most of my girlfriends just love it.
Really?
Not into it.
They love it?
Another reason we make a perfect couple.
It's just hard to understand that.
Yeah. Well, she runs with a pretty fast crowd. I mean, her girlfriends. This aren't everyone's girlfriends.
No.
Well,
I have some good girlfriends.
Yeah, but most of them are floozies, right?
No, floozies. Not at all.
You don't hear
floozies. Hey, one of them's out there. She's going to come in and kick your ass.
Does she love anal sex?
No. She doesn't. She may be the only one that doesn't.
Oh, yes, she does.
We'll talk to her?
Yeah, let's get her in here, Drew. Find out when the last time she got cornholed was.
What's your name? Monica.
$10 says less than an hour.
Obsessed with
Monica.
Anal sex.
Yes. Get Monica in here. So, Carmi, you don't like it, right?
No.
I don't like it either because I'm a gentleman.
I'm just telling them that I don't like anal sex, and they think all of my girlfriends do.
Yeah.
So we were going to ask your opinion if you're into it or not.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Not
really?
At all.
Yeah. After the 400th time you decided it wasn't for you?
That's a damn lie!
You don't like it,
I tried it once, and I didn't like it.
You haven't been with the right man.
No, it was too big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You haven't been with the right man. Yeah. I'd get in you wouldn't even know it.
Well, I don't know about that. I've got the right one right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't let him back there, right?
No.
Very smart. Very smart. No, I'm like my penis is like a thief in the night. I get right in you. I've had it happen many times.
You wouldn't even know it.
Now, women, they go, are you in? I go, in, I'm done. I'm on the other side of the room. All right, so you're good? Yeah, not for you. Nope. Good. And not for Carmen either?
Nope. No, absolutely
mm-hmm.
not.
Rodman never got back there,
no.
did he?
No.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to, but it wasn't happening.
That didn't sound like a good plan.
No.
No. Big penis on Rodman?
You know what? Everyone thinks it's extra huge.
Right.
It's perfect. He has a perfect size. Great. I mean, we had great sex.
Mm.
Great sex. Yeah. But no anal sex. I'm not into it.
Smart. Very smart. Listen. All right, Drew, put the mic down. Thank you very much, by the way.
Thank you, Monica Ortiz.
and she got a CD coming out you want to plug or something?
No, I just want to embarrass her in front of all of her friends.
Yeah, I don't trust, she smells good, that Monica. Unlike what was going on in here last night, Drew. Drew was breaking wind like no one's
business. Not out of
self-defense. How dare you? Women, I don't think most women are too into it. I think they just kind of do it to appease their guy.
Man.
And I don't...
But that's what we were exploring here. You said your friends are into it.
I do have some friends that say they love it. They love anal sex.
But do you think
As much as regular sex.
Do you think they love it? And I don't even know why you need to make this separation. But do you think they like the sensation of it? Or do you think they like it because it's nasty and their man likes it and it's like taking it to the next level? You know what I mean?
I'm sure it's a combination of both.
Is there anything, any common features of these people that really enjoy it?
Big anuses. Dilated sphincters.
No,
that
maybe
is the one commonality.
Maybe they do get a little bit bored with regular sex and want to try something new.
That usually means people that can't really connect in the relationship.
Mm.
They can't be intimate, and that they're always looking for another way to make something out of the experience rather than what people are supposed to make
right.
out of
mm-hmm,
the connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So is there anything about them that's...
Not really.
Are they stupid? I mean,
no, they're not.
You know those couples, they just sit around and call each other baby, and they just sit there, but they never seem to be
baby.
Talking about, oh, baby, you look... And you know it's always
baby.
Weird when the guys start telling them how hot they look? Like on year number four, baby, you look so hot. You look so hot tonight. God, baby, you are hot. You're hot. You're so hot, baby. And I always wonder, like, what, do they do that in the car and stuff on the ride over? Where the guy looks over, baby, hand me that coffee cup. You are hot. You're so hot. True, you don't do that with your wife, do you?
I think these sort of intimate sort of exchanges really make you uncomfortable.
Yes, they really do.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Carmen Electra is here. She's looking hot tonight, baby. And we'll be back after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
Talking Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
I'm talking to a real live Geico Auto Insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelope. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Every year there are over 20 million car wrecks in this country. It's not pretty. But people bang out the dents, rebuild them, and resell them to, well, maybe you, bucko. If you're buying a used car, it's a crapshoot. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time, we will discuss getting stuck with a...
You'll find a hole you look right now at Ragstock.
It's taken a while, but summer has finally arrived, and now Ragstock is celebrating with a summer clearance sale on select clothing. Gear up for summer temps with shirts, shorts, tank tops, and much, much more. Tank tops are now only $5. Men's and ladies' shorts, men's shirts, and ladies' glider pants are all 25% off. Selected Hawaiian shirts, assorted men's tanks, and ladies' PJ pants are all 30% off. It's summer clearance time at Ragstock's 7 metro area locations. There's a Ragstock downtown, uptown, in Dinkytown, in the Burnsville Center on the Midway in St. Paul, in the Rosedale Mall, and the Mall of America. And check out their webpage for additional coupons at RegStock.com. RegStock, recycling clothes for over 40 years.
Devani, the Twin Cities' most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. And I know, everybody's hiring. You can get a restaurant or delivery job anywhere, but you can't get Devani's flexibility just anywhere.
Whether it's 8, 10, 12 hours a week or whatever, I'm able to pick up hours around my class schedule. Devani's is very cool about that because they're an education-first employer.
And when Devani's talks about a great work environment, they mean it.
It's great working at Devani's. I was all worked up about taking a second job for a little extra cash, but Devani supports that. And a lot of people there do the same thing, so it kind of creates camaraderie.
So whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's will work for you. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 Twin Cities Devani locations or apply online at Devani's.com.
The July sales spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Toyota. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible savings packages on every vehicle in stock. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are unbelievable deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well equipped with automatic, full power, AM/FM cassette, and more, are only $16,995. But you must hurry, only a handful remain. And during July, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, Rams, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 and South Robert at 494.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest, the gum, and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest, the mountain, and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest, the gum, is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest, the mountain, is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest, the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest, the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest Powerful Mint Gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest Powerful Mint Gum, because some like it cold.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at www.goarmy.com and hear about jobs in the medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code and you'll find listings for everything from PCs to MPs. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. The Army Reserve Job Bank. www.goarmy.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Polyester. Gold medallions. Big collared shirts. Big ol' Afro wig. We at Zone 105 know you have these things buried somewhere in your closet.
Hey, Disco Stew doesn't have the test.
Well, you better dig them out, because they're going to come in real handy when we send you to the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oh, yeah, and Cracker will be there, too. Just email Fasters and Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. It's the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with Cracker and Casey and the Sunshine Band. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla,
Dr. Drew,
and you're listening to Zone 105.
It's a love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carmen Electra is our guest tonight. She is starring in Scary Movie, which is going to be out tomorrow. And by all accounts, is funny. The trailers look funny. Your stuff is all over the trailers, which is, in a way, I mean, I know I don't have to do the math for you, but a certain percentage of the country will see the movie. I don't know how it works. I don't know if it's 5%, 3%, or 15%. I'd imagine it's 2% or something sees it. It's a hit. 5% sees it's a hit, whatever. But 85% of the country has seen you in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you got them by the nuts. Yeah. I mean, they've all seen you whether they like it or not.
Right.
They thought they were watching Friends or Frasier or something, and there you go.
Yeah.
Running right through their TV.
Right.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really look good. What do you do?
Thank you.
What do you do to stay in shape?
I take Tybo and I go to the gym and I hired a nutritionist to prepare meals, like protein and vegetables. So
really?
I try to eat healthier, but, you know, I still slip and have pizza and...
How does the nutritionist work? Do they show up at the house?
No, they deliver food every other day. 3 meals a day, and it helps. I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to eating a lot of junk.
Oh, my God, that's the French fries mayonnaise.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Ranch. French fries in a cone with mayonnaise slopped on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
Michigan.
We're in Michigan. Yeah, they're funny over there. They're like, you go, I'll have some tap water. You want the mayonnaise on the side, you want the mayonnaise slick on top of it. Just put the mayo on the side.
No, you know what it was? It was Wisconsin.
Yeah, oh my God.
You're fixing the cheese with mayonnaise on top of the cheese. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they're trying to kill you over there.
Where in Ohio is
that? Cincinnati.
Hmm. So
Jerry Springer was the mayor.
That airport you liked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to drive to that.
Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky airport.
Drive there from Kentucky.
It's a long drive.
So let me get this straight. The nutritionist comes by and drops the food off.
They have someone pick it up and deliver it. 3 meals a day, and, you know, it just helps. It really helps because I'll be the first one to order a pizza or Chinese food. And, you know, I was watching episodes of Baywatch, and each episode I was getting a little bit bigger. So finally I just decided, you know, it's probably better if I start eating healthy anyway. So now it's helping.
Well, you know, it looks, it looks great. It really does. But I'm still curious of how this works. Who prepares the food?
A cook.
A cook that is hired by the nutritionist.
That prepackages it?
No. I hired her. She prepares the food.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out a form on what you like and what you don't like.
Right.
And like she prepares meals. Like, usually it's chicken breast and vegetables. And then sometimes there's a little bit of pasta, carbohydrates, but mostly protein and vegetables. And
how much food shows up each day? Like 3 days worth?
It's like 2 days worth.
You throw it in the microwave?
Throw it right in the microwave.
It's like like an airplane food container?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you get? What about breakfast? What time's that show up?
You know what? I don't eat breakfast that much. I usually eat fruit or something, but I'm not hungry first thing in the morning. So
that's not their plan, though, right? They want you to eat in the morning.
Yeah, she wants me to eat in the morning, but, you know, she said, well, at least eat some fruit or something.
All right, so they want you to eat in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to go easy on the carbohydrates.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, not cut them out completely, but
go easy on them.
Yeah, not after a certain time.
And don't eat at night, right? And don't eat late at night?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I love to eat at night and watch TV. I love doing that. So
I do?
I'm not going to give it up.
I'll tell you, we make a perfect couple. I like to sit home and get drunk every night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, don't worry. I'm a pussycat.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Get out of hand.
You're not one of those drunks that gets all emotional and
is
like crying 1 minute and fighting the next.
No.
Focused on the VCR.
No, okay.
I'm masturbating.
Put in a porno and it's all good, right?
Yeah. I'm a very docile, hospitable drunk. I get drunk and I just sit in front of the TV, and sometimes I use the phone and try to change the channel with it. You know, that's how I know I've had too much. But other than that, I'm good. I'm mellow.
Oh, okay.
We'll watch Baywatch. Chips is on late at night. I'm a cuddler. I'll tell you too. I know I'm not your type. I'm not racy enough for you. But I figure
you're planning a ball into the nose, aren't you?
No. I'm an animal in the sack, though, Carmen. Don't let the tattoo-less, pierce-less exterior fool you. I'm an animal.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Somebody.
All right. Now, here's my plan with Carmen. She's got to get a few more of these bad boys out of her system before she sort of settles.
She's
in
ready
for
Corolla.
For the long haul. You know what I'm saying?
Shock.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
You like these racy guys. You like these flashy guys.
It took me a long time to really figure out what was going on in my life. And I lost my mother to cancer about a year and a half ago. And my sister died within 1 week of my mother. She had a heart attack in her sleep. She was 40 years old. And it was just...
Wait a minute.
I know. Something doesn't sound right to me. And I never really did get to the bottom of it. She was overweight.
That's that.
I know she was taking Xanax or some kind of something. Yeah. But,
true. You should really make a living telling people that their deceased relatives were actually drug addicts and didn't die of natural causes. It'd be a great sideline for you. I've gone through this uncomfortable conversation many times, like when Eddie Griffin was talking about having a heart attack while he was jogging something, and Drew was like, crack. He's like, I had a heart attack. Crack. I'm like, this is very uncomfortable, Drew. So, however she died or whatever killed her, definitely tragedy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was hard.
So mom and sister go in the same week.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And I really, you know, I didn't want to face the pain and the loss of her, so I became really numb. Mm. And I had to surround myself with people all the time, and I would just do weird things that I couldn't really explain. And all of a sudden, I didn't really care as much anymore. And I remember, you know, Dennis really was there during that time, but he also was a distraction. You know, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of things happening. We fell in love, and it was easier for me to go that way than to spend time alone and sit there and go, wait a minute, this all goes back to her. And during Christmas, I just forced myself. I cut everyone out of my life, all my friends. I said, you know, I love you guys, but I need to sit here and cry and feel this. And it was the best thing I could have ever done. It helped me so much.
This is a stocking stuffer.
But this is similar story to what these kids do, right? They numb themselves up, and then these behaviors.
And you start hurting yourself. You do things to hurt yourself, and then going in this downward.
What people do is they use arousal mechanisms as a way of managing feelings, as opposed to having the feelings. Mm-hmm. And they end up hurting themselves and losing their esteem and their worth in the process. Because you don't feel adequate to handle your own feelings.
Exactly.
So you start using other people and using behaviors and using thrill. And drugs and whatever.
Right. Oh, no, those days are behind you, and here's the new regimen. You and I.
I heard you were going back to your original name. That's what the second producer said. That you're
no, you know what? They just asked me, you know,
Eileen
about my
Schwartz.
Real name, and I mean, I really feel like
what is your real name again?
Tara.
Tara.
Tara Patrick.
Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's not Jewish. Patrick's not Jewish.
I'm actually Cherokee, Indian, Irish, and German.
Yeah.
The two eyes.
Yeah, that's.
I should be drinking with you.
Hey, listen.
Right.
We're gonna set up. We're gonna set up shop together. You're gonna get your Meals on Wheels with the protein. I'm gonna pink dot drop over some Funyuns in a six pack.
You're gonna get me nice and fat.
And we're just gonna get fat together. We're just gonna sit on the sofa.
We'll be happy and fat.
I got a big screen TV.
That.
We'll watch the Baywatch.
Okay.
It'll be great. Like I said.
Down.
You know, it's not gonna be life in the fast lane. But you've had enough of that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Time for you to settle down.
That's right.
But the Cherokee and Irish genes will, I mean, it's just you just classic behavior for if you put that genetic makeup. Is,
really?
Is thrill and extreme behaviors work. They work. So that's very gratifying.
I love to work. I'm happiest when I'm working.
Very gratifying. Yeah.
But I do. I like excitement. It's, you know, it's been.
It's the kind of thing. This is a question I ask my patients sometimes. Is if a bomb were to explode outside the door over here, what would you do?
I'd have to look.
Go check it out.
I'd have to.
Somebody like me, that's like, you what?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, but I would have to.
That's the point. And that's that gene. That's that gene operating.
Yeah.
And it's why in if Attila Hun came over the hill here, she'd survive. We'd get our ass shot out.
Thank you. Good reference for our younger Stone listeners. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you what excitement's going to be when your new plan with me.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, excitement is when Dukes of Hazzard comes on at 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not passed out yet, and we get to watch it together. That's
make him sit and rub your belly.
Yeah.
Rub the Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rubbing the Buddha.
How many dates before the Dutch oven gets going?
Oh, I'll never fart in front of you, baby. So help me God. How dare you, Drew? How dare you bring
I thought that was part of your thrill plan.
How dare you bring up my secret shame in front of Carmen. Corey?
All right, Corey, geez. Asleep? Wait, let's see if she's asleep. Corey? Oh, there.
Corey?
Yeah.
You're Corey the guy. You're 22 years old.
Yup, that's me, man.
You're on with Carmen Electra. What's up?
What's going on, Carmen?
Nothing. Just hanging out, trying to figure out what my future is going to be like.
Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing the movie.
Great. Good.
Our callers.
I seem to have caught crabs from somewhere, and I gave them to my girlfriend. It's kind of a bad scene, so I want to know how to get rid of them.
Were you cheating?
No.
No?
No.
Wait a minute. Where'd you get them from?
Actually, from the club, I think. Maybe from a toilet seat.
What kind of club?
Dance club.
What were you doing there?
Dancing.
I see.
Real close with somebody?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you got them from.
No, wait a minute. He's just going along with you. Something? What toilet seat? What'd you do, go number two in a dance club? No one takes a cramp in a dance club. You got that techno music pumping. You're sitting on the pot. There's 800 guys smelling of aqua velva in members only jackets taking a leak right outside the stall. You can't take a dump in a dance club. The stall door's been kicked off weeks ago. Please. That's nonsense. Now, what happened? Your girlfriend's listening, isn't she?
I hope not.
She's listening.
One night stand, so.
There we go.
Thank you. Trying to lie to me. All right, so that's where you got the crabs.
Call your doctor. There's a simple solution out there. Elamite, Quell.
Okay.
Yeah.
And listen, lie to your girlfriend. Tell her you got it from the toilet seat at the club.
No,
right?
Crap.
Tell her it was one of those.
No, but if you have one STD, there's a higher chance of having another. So she may need to know about what.
Is a crab an STD, technically?
Mm-hmm.
Did he give her crabs?
No.
It's a good question. I think he did. Did you give your girlfriend the crabs?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
All right. You got to get that medicine.
Be clean. Come clean.
Thank you. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I know I've said this before. Why is that stuff a prescription? That shampoo. Why is that necessary?
I don't know.
What would they say?
I don't know what the defense would be on that one.
You know what I'm saying, Carmen?
Well,
why do you have to go to a doctor to get the crab shampoo?
They should have it in drugstores.
Right. They have Rid and A2000 and things like that, but they're not quite as potent as the Elmite. Mm.
And people would say, well, this is stronger, it's potentially more dangerous, but what do you do? Have to pass a series of tests to get it from your doctors or written a physical and oral? No, you go to the doctor, and then he writes you a thing, and then he hands it to you, and then you put it on your junk, the same as you do if you went to the supermarket.
Well, maybe they don't really know what's wrong with them. They just have these symptoms, so they go to the doctor to find out.
But then they would go to the doctor.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's
exactly.
They have to go anyway. We leave sort of vaginitis up to women. We let them treat some of that stuff over the counter, and then if it doesn't work, then they go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
Dr. Drew would be our doctor, by the way, Carmen, if things worked out. Yeah, we'd have our own doctor. Our celebrity doctor. Yeah. All right, where are we?
We're taking a break.
Oh, we're taking a break. All right, Carmen Electra is here. Scary Movie's the name of the movie. It'll be out tomorrow night, or tomorrow day, I should say. James is on deck. He's 19. His girlfriend started the pill. How long until they can have sex unprotected? We'll tell him after this.
Hello? Is this Love Line?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Not true. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
To make this commercial more believable, I'm joined today by several real, I stress real, Geico Auto Insurance customers. Warren Foster, Karen Ellis, and Robin Kaspar. I wish we had time to talk, but this is a 30-second radio commercial. So, people, if you save money with Geico, just nod your heads. and they're nodding. You could join the millions who nod, too. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
You'll find a hole. Look right now at Ragstock. Miles and miles to shop and walk. But retro mod and fashion surplus stuff. Hey, let's go shopping!
It's taken a while, but summer has finally arrived, and now Ragstock is celebrating with a summer clearance sale on select clothing. Gear up for summer temp with shirts, shorts, tank tops, and much, much more. Tank tops are now only $5. Men's and ladies' shorts, men's shirts, and ladies' glider pants are all 25% off. Selected Hawaiian shirts, assorted men's tanks, and ladies' PJ pants are all 30% off. It's summer clearance time at Ragstock's 7 metro area locations. Visit Ragstock downtown, uptown, in Dinkytown, in the Burns Center, on the Midway in St. Paul, in the Rosedale Mall, and the Mall of America. And check out their webpage for additional coupons at Ragstock.com. Ragstock, recycling clothes for over 40 years.
Devani, the Twin Cities' most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. And I know, everybody's hiring. You can get a restaurant or delivery job anywhere, but you can't get Devani's flexibility just anywhere.
Whether it's 8, 10, 12 hours a week, or whatever, I'm able to pick up hours around my class schedule. Devani's is very cool about that because they're an education-first employer.
And when Devani's talks about a great work environment, they mean it.
It's great working at Devani's. I was all worked up about taking a second job for a little extra cash, but Devani supports that. And a lot of people there do the same thing, so it kind of creates camaraderie.
So whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's will work for you. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 Twin Cities Devani locations or apply online at Devani's.com.
The July sales spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Toyota. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible savings packages on every vehicle in stock. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are unbelievable deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well-equipped with automatic, full-power, AM/FM cassette, and more are only $16,995. But you must hurry. Only a handful remain. And during July, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000s, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, Rams, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest, the gum, and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest, the mountain, and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest, the gum, is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest, the mountain, is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest, the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest, the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Zone 105 presents the Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date.
Before we proceed, be advised.
It's back. Large bands, small clubs, big mystery. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities registering you to win a trip for two to the Blind Date in Los Angeles. Check out zone105.com for more details on where to go to enter. The MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Scott Coop.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carmen Electra is our guest tonight. You can find her in Scary Movie, which hits in a very wide release. Starting tomorrow, seems like the way to go. I mean, I don't know what the budget was on this movie, and I know we've had this conversation before, Drew, but probably wasn't too high, right? No perfect storm.
Actually, no, definitely not. But there was a lot of really great special effects. There's a part of the movie where they spoof The Matrix.
Right.
And you just got to see it. It's crazy.
Do you know what the budget? You know what the budget
I have
was?
No idea what the budget
really?
Was, no.
You don't ask that, huh?
You know what? Honestly, I auditioned for the role. I made callbacks. I went back in, and then I didn't hear anything for 5 months. I went to Italy to shoot a movie in Italy, and then Keenan Ivory Wayans called and said, look, we want you for this role. Can you just, you know, get on a plane? Excuse me. Get on a plane, and I flew straight to Canada and started shooting my scene. So I didn't really, you know, get into, like, what the budget was. But it's fun.
Did you have to go back to Italy?
No. I finished shooting my scenes in 2 days and flew back. So.
What movie were you shooting in Italy?
It's called Christmas Vacation 2000. It's in Italian, and it's only a movie, you know, that is released in Italy.
And when they do W?
Yep.
Wow. And did they know you over there?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Baywatch. Hello.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The number one show in the world at one point, so.
So it's a big deal to have the Baywatch chick over there in their Italian movie. And that's kind of cool for you, right? Because you could screw up the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
You just said the F word all through the movie,
right? It was
an easy
job. And we shot in Cortina, which was really beautiful. It's in the mountains, so.
Do you do your dialogue in English, or do you attempt to do it in Italian?
It was mostly in English with a few words here and there in Italian, but for the most part in English.
So that you could act? You know what I mean? I mean, is it ever going to come out?
They're all Italian. They do not speak English at all.
Right.
Not one of the actors in the movie could speak English.
So you're the only one speaking English.
That's right.
And the only one they're going to dub.
And they're going to dub my voice, yes.
And wouldn't, I mean, like, since you can do it in, like, blocks, couldn't they feed you a line that you could sort of phonetically work out? Just remember this, like I can speak Hungarian. Except for I can only say neophyte pupnuck. And, you know, just give you like the one line and let you spit out the one line.
I'm actually glad they did it this way. I thought it was an easy way to do it.
Oh, it's
and
easy
I had
for
a great
you.
Trip
yeah.
to Italy.
I know, but if I were them, I'd just give you the block and I'd make you like just, look, don't worry about what it means, honey. Just repeat it and have you say it.
Well,
that's me. All right.
You mentioned though for your development deal, bring somebody over from another country, have them speak in a native tongue.
That's right.
Dub it in.
And then dub it in.
See?
All right.
There you go.
James?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yep. All right. My girlfriend started the pill about 2 weeks ago and a couple days ago. And my question is, I just want to know what the weight is so we can have unprotected sex.
What pill was it?
It was ortho-tricycline.
Yeah. Some people say that the tricycline is you can start up right away, but in general, it's safest to wait a month.
So a month?
When she starts the second packet.
Yeah, I've heard 2 weeks. I've heard when she started. So.
I know people that say it's okay after the right away on the triphasic.
Correct.
But it's safest to wait a month in the second packet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, James. Good luck there. Dan.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, whenever I masturbate, I get like dead gas.
No, you don't. You're making this up.
No, I'm not.
No, there's such a thing.
There is?
Yeah.
Why? How does that work?
Where are you engaged in this behavior?
Just in a chair.
Sitting in a chair?
At a buffet.
And have you ever... sometimes it stimulates irritable bowel and things.
It does?
Yeah,
I mean, like anticipation, excitement,
that
kind of thing?
There's potential for that sort of mechanism to be activated.
Really? You get that with... Oh, I long for those days where I get that excited over masturbating. It's like brushing my teeth, just something I got to do before I go to bed. Just get it over with. Got to go to bed. Right, Carmen?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It won't be that way in your utopia, though.
No. Once we're together. And by the way, Carmen has to leave early in about 10 minutes, by the way. She's got to get back to my place and throw me a bath. What?
Yeah, I'll have dinner ready for you, honey. And Yeah. Death will be waiting.
None of that high protein crap. I want some pasta and muffins.
Okay.
Corn muffins and pasta with a potato sauce. All right. Yum. Draw me a bath. And then I want candles and a trail of rose petals leading to the top, if that's all right.
All right, dear.
All right. That's all right. Dan?
Yeah.
Really? Carmen, how unattractive am I to you? Pretty unattractive? You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Really?
Nice way to put the guest on the spot.
I know. Thanks
too.
A lot.
It's not, you can put it a different way. Like,
how would I put it?
Are you into me? She can say no. But how despicable and disgusting do you find me?
Well, I know I'm not her. I know I'm not her type.
What makes you think that?
I just know.
You just assume?
Yeah. Yeah. You know. And but you see, that way we would know our love was based on something real.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because I would repulse you physically, so I would know that you're really into me for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Drew?
I'm listening.
All right, did you answer Dan's question?
It wasn't a question, just, you know.
It happens.
One of those things.
What are you going to do?
He's got to watch his diet and, you know.
All right. Noah?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah. I got a problem. When my girlfriend gives me a blowjob, I can't orgasm now.
You're
I
gay.
Used to be able to.
Uh-huh. Back when, in the late 70s, early 80s?
No, like a couple months ago when we got together.
Right. I see. Now you can't.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Are you having intercourse with her or just oral sex?
I'm having intercourse.
Oh, my God.
How old is she?
She? She's same age as I am.
And you're how old?
I'm 15.
Hmm. Okay. And why do you think this is?
I have no idea.
You want any medication?
Yeah.
What do you take?
I take Seroquel.
There you go.
Nictal.
Okay.
And Neurontin.
Nice.
Wow.
Bipolar.
Jesus Christ, I wasn't on anything I couldn't get late in high school.
So that's the problem, though. You need to talk to your psychiatrist about that.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of seizures, so I'm on a lot of medication for it.
Are all those seizure medications?
Lamictal and Neurontin are, but they're also mood stabilizers. And the Seroquel is an antidepressant with some anti-agitation properties.
Yeah.
And the Seroquel probably was giving you your problem. So talk to your doctor about it, okay?
All right.
I can't
cut him off.
Oh, the kid, he's 15. He's on three meds. He can't ejaculate with the oral sex anymore.
Isn't that supposed to happen when you're, like, you know, 80?
I don't.
Do you have trouble ejaculating? Well, the medication.
I don't know.
Right.
I enjoy the oral sex. Yeah, FYI, Carmen, you know, that's that's my thing, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy it. You know, a lot of guys say they like it, but I really like it, you know.
Yeah.
She's impressed.
I am.
There's not many guys man enough to admit they like a good BJ, but I am. I do. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's my bread and my butter.
Maybe Monica will give you one. I'll talk to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought she had a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, she does. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he won't go down on her.
He won't?
No.
Well, I'm the man then.
But he always wants her to go down on him.
Yeah.
So she's not happy about that.
You do reciprocate, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's got to be equal. You know?
All I got to do is eat, shower, masturbate, watch some TV, and I'm right back on her. Right back. Sometimes it's as short as an hour, hour and a half, hour 45 minutes.
Sounds like a perfect marriage.
All right, Carmen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't.
And everyone go out and watch a scary movie. I'm starting tomorrow.
You're on a webcast next week.
I am.
You know it or not.
She won't be there.
I have a schedule at my house, so.
She'll wipe her ass with it. We'll be back after this.
Back in a minute.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What does it mean to be cup crazy?
Oh, up behind the net. Backhands it to the crease. Save. Rebound score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W's, Robin, LaBouche,
Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 non-stop hits, the best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Time, baby. Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
Here at the Coffee Maker. You know, the 90s equivalent to the water cooler? And everyone's talking about an outrageously low airfare to some exotic city. And you're thinking, at least they're not talking about great deals to places you'd actually go to, because that would really make you angry. And they keep chatting it up, saying they found all these airfares on the internet. And you say, who has time to surf? Then you realize they're talking email. They didn't log on. They didn't surf. These fares were sent automatically to them. They even picked the destinations ahead of time. It's called Fare Watcher from Travelocity.com. It automatically sends you email updates when there are low fares to the destinations you're looking for. Yeah, that, Travelocity.com, the most powerful reservation system on the planet. Over 40,000 hotel properties, 95% of all the world's airline seats, and over 50 rental car companies. And just when you think you're handling this news pretty well, you realize everyone is staring at you because you just crushed a styrofoam cup of burning hot coffee in your fist. Ouch. Travelocity.com, powered by Sabre. Go virtually anywhere.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Sting and four of his bandmates took time out from their North American tour to play world chess champion Garry Kasparov for a game at the ABC TV studios in New York Times Square on Thursday afternoon. A very cool Kasparov, likely not quaking in his boots, played Sting, guitarist Dominic Miller, keyboardist Jason Ravello, trumpet player Chris Botti, and vocalist Russ Irwin simultaneously and defeated them all within 50 minutes. Sting, an old friend of Kasparov, lasted the longest, finally losing to the master in 45 moves. The event, which marked the end of the World School Chess Championships, raised funds for Sting's Rainforest Foundation via corporate sponsor. At the conclusion of the match, Sting helped hand out trophies to the finalists of Kasparov's own pet project, the World School Chess Championships, an international internet tournament on KasparovChess.com that began March 1st and included more than 600 schools worldwide.
The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm aware of that. I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105, friends.
Friday morning, we had one hell of a time.
Did we ever.
It was great. We gave away a ton of stuff, and we capped it off by giving away our latest alternative classic vacation.
Gina's on her way to explore Minnesota. And I mean explore. Putting the plore back in explore. What?
Thank you. That sounds so great. I'm screaming on the inside.
Join us next week. Our next alternative classic vacation, we'll send you off to Virginia Beach, USA, to see Cracker.
I don't either. It's in Carolina. Damn it.
In Carolina. Oh, and next Friday's our Grumpy Frog guest as well. Mark that one on the calendar, too.
Plus, next week, we're funny and interesting.
Unlike this week.
According to the memo.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics. Zone.
Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Zip, 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 smell. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. How much of a haircut set you back here?
$30.
$30?
Mm-hmm. The same cut, just combed differently, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. No, it looks good.
Yeah.
You're doing fine. How are you doing?
It's pathetic.
How are you doing on hair up there?
Oh, plenty of hair.
You doing all right?
White.
This is white, huh?
Look at that. Silver.
Yeah. It's good, though.
It's nuts.
Chicks dig that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, I like that.
Silver.
Yeah. Yeah, your hair's holding up pretty good. How's your dad doing?
Is fine. Hair holding up? Same.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. My dad's holding up pretty good, too. A lot of forehead. Ugly man. Oh, very unattractive. Boy, my parents ugly. They're really unattractive people. Listen, I am so good looking if you saw my parents. You know what I'm saying?
You've moved up the scale, yes. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean.
But man, were they happy when you left today, James. Oh, fat. Good riddance. That's the cruel tradition, isn't it?
Yeah. I took my grandma out to lunch today, and we really got into some serious conversations about life and love and her being a ball buster and the whole nine yards.
What did she tell you?
Oh, my God. I tell you, she listens to the radio show. I don't want to get into it, but because she'll kill me when I see her next. But we were talking about my mom, you know, and my mom really had this horrible childhood, basically.
Yeah. Did she admit to that?
Did my grandmother admit to it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. My mom really had a tough time of it because my grandmother, basically my mother got taken away from my grandmother when my mom was an infant, essentially. At least I wasn't listening, you know, completely to conversations. You know, I had my own internal monologue going.
Oh, Christ. Get me out of here.
Best I could understand, that's what happened. And she was raised by her grandparents.
Her, right.
Yeah.
Your mom, grandma's parents.
Thought they were her parents.
My grandma was sister.
Like an aunt or something, you know, came around to visit. And she did that until she was 10, and then dad died. And,
Grandpa died.
Yeah, grandpa died, and brother killed himself almost immediately after dad died. Because
this was her brother?
Yeah, her brother killed himself.
Not grandma's brother.
Grandma's brother, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Yes, grandma's brother. Yeah, because her brother would have been 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Corollas, we don't start hanging ourselves until we're 10, 11. So, brother basically blew his brains out. Yeah, he was a young guy. I mean, he's, you know, 31 or something. Just very shortly after dad died. And anyway, then actually mom died, then grandma died. Well, anyway, it's all very confusing. But my mom basically got with my grandma when she was 10.
Mm.
Wasn't there before that. But my grandma was saying, oh, boy, she was a handful. You know, I'm sure she was, and she said, boy, when she got out of the house at 18, that was couldn't have been happier. What a relief. And I was thinking, boy, I was hearkening back to my dad and stepmom booting me out of the house at 19, which is considered an old man by Corolla standards. And I thought, yep, they had the same sigh of relief when I left at 19. And I thought, boy, that's it's a great thing to pass along to your child.
Great tradition. Yeah.
You're out of the house, thank God.
And get the hell out of here.
Good riddance. Yeah, keep going. Just keep going. That's nice. Yeah, I get all warm and fuzzy when I think about that. Bill?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yeah.
And then not going off to Cambridge or anything either. Just out.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. I had the indignity of having my stepmom kick me out of the house. Yeah, it wasn't even a family member. Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, my dad is so spineless. Bill?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's just a myth that a woman can get, you know, so to speak, loose from having many sexual partners.
No.
Yes, that's a myth.
That is fact.
That's a myth.
That is fact.
Yeah, basically.
I just wanted to ask you, Adam, though. I mean, do you totally believe that? I mean, don't you think that sometimes...
Sure.
That...
Listen, it was like I was with a girl some months ago. She'd been with a few partners. It was like trying to enter a washing machine. It was that big. It was like putting your penis in the opening of a washing machine. It really was. You know, you pull the door down, get on top. I'm more of a dryer because I was going in, you know, doggy. But couldn't even feel anything. It was just I had to swing sharply to my right before I hit the sidewall of the vagina. And it took a few minutes. I really had to almost turn completely to 90 degrees.
Billy, you're 25. How far did you go in school?
I've gone to college.
Went junior college?
No.
No?
I went to Michigan State.
Really? Spartan?
Yeah, that's right.
What are you, 100% Iroquois or something? What kind of scholarship fund were you seriously.
The reason why I ask is just because my girlfriend, we were away from each other for a while, let's just say, and when I came back...
Hold on, I got to grab a pad and pencil because I feel a good one coming up.
Jot down some notes.
That's right. You came back and she was all stretched out?
Yeah, but I was just kidding about it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then I come to find out that... You know, she was cheating on me. So then I was just kind of thinking, God, was I really faking that?
No, you were. Not unless you had a child with this person.
Did she have a child with him?
No.
All right,
no.
Then forget it.
So it was just a figment of my imagination.
Yes,
that's right. Your very vivid imagination.
Okay, All right,
you're fine, Bill. And you putting that degree to use?
Of course.
You, A, you didn't graduate, and B, you're not doing anything in the white-collar world.
What? I'm not doing anything what?
You didn't graduate.
Well, not completely. But
no.
Is there an incompletely versus completely graduated?
All right.
Isn't that a digital event? You either did or you did not?
I'm still going to school.
Mental note. Children do not go to school in Michigan.
No.
Mental note.
No, listen, you take those triplets of yours, you put them to work for a couple of years, they'll appreciate school that way. They really should. I really mean it, Drew. You're not going to do it. But I'm telling you, you get nothing done between 18 and 20 anyway. It's going to be a bunch of beer bongs and roofies. Have those kids bust their ass. Have them go to work hard for like 2 good years, and then they'll be begging to go to school.
Okay.
They'll be begging. They'll appreciate it. They're not going to appreciate it otherwise.
That's true. There is that theory, that sort of element out there.
I'll tell you what.
Depends where you went to school.
You know, it'd be the best. I know, but listen, don't worry. Your kids are going to rebel. Here's how it should work. All kids should graduate high school, go to work hard for like a year, maybe 2 years. They should save up like $5,000 or something, and then they should go to school and spend that money on their books or whatever it is.
Go to the army for a while.
Hey,
or send them out on a mission.
That's what I don't know. Sweden does that, I think, or Israel does it. There's a few countries that do it. It's not a bad plan. Veronica,
hi.
You're 35.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been married for 7 years, and I feel that I'm falling out of love. I've started to have one night stands. I've had 3 already over the span of 3 months.
Three different guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going wrong in the marriage?
Well, I don't have any feelings or any emotional attachment to my husband anymore.
Why?
I don't know. It's I think it's been going on for about a year, but I think I just started realizing it. It finally just kind of really hit me over the last...
But you were married for a long time. Why all of a sudden nothing?
I don't know. All I know is that when I look at him, I don't want to be around him. I don't...
Why? What is it disturbing
you? No, who cares? How long have you been married?
7 years.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Good. All right. Why are you acting out? Oh, forget it. What happened to you? What's going on with you?
Well, there's no excitement in the marriage.
What's up? You're acting out in a big way.
Right.
Where's that coming from?
Yeah.
You ever get raped? Do you ever get abused?
No.
Your dad ever beat on you?
I'm sorry?
Anyone beat on you when you're a kid?
No.
Alcoholism?
I had an alcoholic father.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Is this guy drinking?
I'm sorry?
Is this guy drinking?
No. He's 180 degrees different than my father.
And that's going to be part of the problem here.
What's he do for a living?
He's a president of a private company.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
He owns his own carpet cleaning van. And is he intimate with you?
No.
Well, not for about 4 months now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what he's up to.
He may be up to something, too.
Yeah.
How old is he?
41.
Okay. Well, you're definitely out of love. And listen, if
well,
he...
Well, no, isn't it?
Well, hold on.
Things are gonna be
did
done.
He do anything overt? Did he strike you?
No.
Did he cheat? Do you no. suspect he's cheated?
No.
Have you been telling him to be more available or the things you need that he can't deliver, isn't delivering?
Well, we've been talking about this for about the last 6 months.
And what's he done in response to you telling him there's a problem?
Not much, really.
Yeah, so. Well, there you go. Hey, listen, guys, when you don't listen, they let the vagina do the talking. That's the next mouth that opens, the vaginal mouth. And the penis comes flowing right in, the stranger's penis. Where did you meet these guys?
Going out with my girlfriend.
I see.
How about
drinks?
How about marriage counseling?
We've talked about that. I'm actually going into my own counseling.
Good. Are you an alcoholic?
No, no. But I feel that I can't work on myself and the marriage at the same time.
Mm. Why not?
Well, because sometimes there's lots of issues that you have to deal with, and, you know, you can't, it's real difficult to work on your own issues.
All right. Like what? Like what specifically you're talking about?
Well, I'm just trying to evaluate my life, you know, because I'm feeling that, you know, this isn't working out. And,
all right. Well, listen, get a divorce. You're not into this. You're not in love.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing anything. He's wrapped up in his work. You're cheating your ass off. Forget it. You don't have any kids. You made a mistake. Go ahead. Break up.
Well, you know, I mean, that sounds like the easy way out.
Well, listen, you're already... You've already slept with three guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easier way out.
Mm-hmm.
So just get divorced.
You understand you're going to create a total catastrophe here.
That's what you're doing.
Right. I mean, I understand.
No. You're going to force a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when are you planning on telling him you're cheating?
Oh, I don't.
I figure you did it to let him know at some point, so you got to let it slip somehow. So how are you going to do that?
I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you guys get into therapy together and you let it out there?
I don't want that to be the issue.
That's why she doesn't want to go to therapy, Sam.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, Veronica, why don't you get into some personal therapy and try to hash it out with your therapist?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
But Veronica, that huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's so detached. I mean, just anything but affect.
Veronica's got a little bit of a serial killer to her.
Yeah.
And listen, any woman who can be married and go out and just have 3 one-night stands, that's the female equivalent to the serial killer. It really is. Women aren't serial killers. This is they do their killing with the vagina. The vagina's a weapon. It really is.
Certainly, if you had one, you'd use it as such.
I certainly would. I'd use it. I'm trying to think what kind of weapon. Be like a pillow, you know, that you suffocate people with. You know, not like a knife or a spear or bayonet or anything.
Wouldn't be like one of those 007 submarine. You know, there's always those weird sort of.
Well, it's got to look like a vagina. You know, that's the problem. I'm trying to keep it real. All right. And listen, fellas, listen to your women. They can go out and get laid anytime they want. Anytime. All they got to do is step out with their girlfriends, go out dancing, go to a bar, have a couple cocktails. That's it. They'll do it. They can do it. It's up to them. Hope they don't want to do it. But if they want to do it,
pow.
Done. Like, I dream of Jeannie. She'd just cross her arms and flick her ponytail. Pow. Got nailed. You could still be standing there. She'd have sex. Bang. They can do it that night, that afternoon.
Just on a whim.
Yep. You get them pissed off, you cross them, they'll go out and have a couple of highballs. That's it. Speaking of highballs, oh, yes. Anne?
Hi. I am bisexual, and I'm dating a girl right now. We've been dating for like 2 years. And when I was little, when I was about 4 years old, I was
physically and sexually abused by my dad, and I was raped by him.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Well, who is it?
I kind of got all hidden away until recently when I finally told my girlfriend, you know. And ever since then, like, I've been having these really bad flashbacks and, like, dreams. And now I have a really hard time, like, my girlfriend, she's never done anything, you know. She's never been mean, never anything. She's, like, perfect, but...
And would you consider getting some treatment for this? This is a very serious problem.
Honestly, I... Like, right after my parents finally got divorced when I was about 9, mm-hmm. and I went through counseling, and I don't exactly know how it happened, but it ended up where this counselor basically, like, this happened to my sister also, and this counselor basically told my sister and I that we were to blame. It was so screwed up, and finally, neither of us could handle it anymore.
How old were you?
9?
I was about 9 when my parents split up.
Well, that was your perception. Who knows what they actually said, though?
Yeah, they didn't say that.
Yeah.
They didn't say to a 9-year-old who was raped by
fault.
Dad,
sorry. How dare you?
Toots, this is your fault. Now, have fun in the second grade.
Yeah.
They didn't say that, Ann. That's how you felt. There's no way they said that. The world's drunkest counselor wouldn't imply that.
I don't know. I don't, honestly.
That's how you heard it, and that's an excuse for you not going back into it. But that's not how it went down.
The problem is, though, like, now, ever since I've been having these like, flashbacks and dreams and stuff, every time my girlfriend touches me, I can't stand it.
There's nothing you can do. Nothing. You're doomed. You can't go to counseling, so what are you going to do? All counselors do is blame you, right?
No, and that's not exactly how I look at it.
All right. Hey, listen, all of yous out there's, I don't know why, and I understand you're a victim, and I understand you're abused and you're traumatized, but that doesn't make you stupid, does it?
No.
And you understand there's, like, good cops and bad cops, and there's good lawyers and there's bad lawyers, and there's good people and there's bad people, right?
Oh, yeah.
You think all counselors are evil?
No, and I don't know, maybe, I think, I don't know, I mean, I think I know deep down that I have to go.
Yes, you have to go.
Here's what happened. It's less painful to blame yourself than to experience the incredible rage at your dad.
Where is your dad now?
Well, he was a Chicago cop, and basically, anytime he ever did anything, he got away with it. Like, you know, every time we went to court, he'd be able to show his badge and bring his gun in and everything, because he's a Chicago cop. And he just retired, and now he's living in Florida. And he comes back up here quite often. I'm from Chicago, and he comes back up here quite often.
On business, like has to do some molesting before, you know, during the summer? I see. All right. You have any contact with him?
Actually, I mean, he calls my house twice a day. And
every day? Huh?
Every single day. And
what's he want?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what he gets from.
Well, he's probably trying to apologize in his own cop-like way.
All
right, why don't you confront him?
Oh, we have, and my sister and I both have, and it's totally useless. He's an alcoholic. He's got so many problems.
All right. Well, listen. Don't break off contact with him. Thank God you're with a woman. Yeah. I mean, no children.
Right.
And get into counseling. And I'm sorry for what happened. Oh my God. Can you imagine? There's your legacy. You know what I mean? You got a couple of daughters. You rape both of them. What do you do? How do you go through life? What does he do? Is there enough booze in the world? You know what I mean? Event.
Maybe he doesn't remember. He was in a blackout when it happened.
You got to go over there. You got to talk to him. You got to confront him. You know, you're driving home from their house going, oof, boy, she was in a mood tonight. I don't know what that was about. I make one comment about the macaroni being a little bit dry, and she starts crying. What's up with that? You know what I mean? Listen, let me tell you why I'm not going to rape my kids. Probably not going to rape my kids. I never say never, Drew.
I understand.
You know,
there's always a possibility.
Yeah, I can't talk. I'm not a father. But here's why I'm probably not going to rape my kids. Not for them. For me. I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't hang out
for
with them.
The rest of your life.
The rest of my life. I mean, listen, I get a quick orgasm, man. Fine. Sure, the kid's, it's nine. It's tight, hairless. But what for the rest of your life, what do you do? What happens? What happens if one of them dies before you do? What's that like for you? Going to the funeral? You know what I mean? Well, what's that thing? What's the reunion like? What's any of it like? What happens when they have kids? And there's grandkids now. They don't want them hanging around you. They told the husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but think of the husband they picked.
Not the husband. Oh, okay. He's high-fiving you.
Yeah.
Hey, you're first, but I'm second, bro.
I'll get the next round.
Oh, man. All right. All right, Drew. Come on, let's kill ourselves. Let's make some of that Jonestown high C and just call it a life. What do you say? Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Oh, yeah, come on now.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis? Yes, it is. But now with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about. Biore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. The blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Biore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Biore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Biore. Clean. Honest.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast Geico Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, Geico could save you 15%. So call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct. The sensible alternative.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drown.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sports. Wear something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest, the gum, and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest, the mountain, and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest, the gum, is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest, the mountain, is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest, the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest, the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest Powerful Mint Gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest Powerful Mint Gum, because some like it cold.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years.
Qualify and you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. And you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work. But you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
An unplanned pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you're involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares about you.
Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white page.
Hey, this is Anna Perola.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Now, yeah. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-VE-191. Carmen Electra has left the building.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, the lightning round. Yeah, may have to start earning my keep tonight, you know? Yeah, working extra hard. All right, kiddies, I'm going to bring you the lightning round. Thanks, Anderson. Thanks for reminding me. Emily?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes.
Your roommate masturbates very loudly.
Yes, when I'm in the other room.
What does that mean?
Like grunting and other noises.
And it's a male.
Yeah.
He's a male, yes.
Yes.
Imagine that. No, he's a female, Adam.
How dare you.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if I should confront him about it or if I should kind of just...
Are there other roommates?
No, it's just me.
Is there any way he could keep his personal time and space more sort of deliberately away from you?
Well, I don't even know if he realizes that he's doing
it. That's the point. Is it the nature of the layout of the roommate situation?
Well, my room is right... We live in an apartment, and my room is right across the hall from his. It's just a little hallway.
Yeah. So there's no way he could sort of make it more private for himself.
Not really, no.
What if you, like, turned on some loud music?
What does he think you're doing while he's doing that?
I don't know.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Okay. Yeah, he's 20.
Is he...
His brain's not working right yet.
I mean, really? Is he grunting?
Well, just kind of sexual noises.
Like what?
Like, do you want me to demonstrate?
Yeah. And then I'll start masturbating and show you the silent ninja-like way I can do it.
Oh, there it was.
Yep, done. Oh, that's it. That's all you hear.
So, Emily, how does he carry on?
Come on, give us a little taste. What do you hear coming through that wall? Where is he right now?
He's out. He's out with his friends.
All right, tell us. Give us a little sound effect.
Like, kind of like that.
I really do think if a guy's doing that, he's
trying to
somehow inviting you in.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know what I mean? I think he is getting off on you hearing it.
Oh, God.
Does he disgust you?
No, he seems normal.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, God. Oh, no, he's fine. He's great.
Quite a turn on.
She shudders in disgust and dismay.
Would you consider having sex with him?
Oh, no. God, no.
Why not?
Because we're friends. I mean, no, I wouldn't.
All right. Well, listen, if you're friends, then you just go in there and lay the law down.
I think what you do is just the first order of business, so you just don't have to go through the whole embarrassment. He's doing that. Turn some loud music on. It lets him know you're not happy about your hearing and you want it to stop.
You go in there with the squirt gun and hit him.
That's next. And then you have to talk.
See, here's why guys and girls are so different. This would be a coup.
For a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy's had his ear pressed up against the wall with a glass, you know. A guy would probably start recording it.
And I guarantee he'd begin masturbating eventually when it was going down. Eventually, meaning minute number two into it, he would begin touching himself. He really would.
But how about the, you know, if it occurred to him, do you think she wants to have sex? I think that's what she's sort of putting out there. Oh, no, it's a friend.
Right. No, guy'd be right on top of that. Guy'd probably just kick the door in and begin raping. Yeah. I love when, you know what's great about women? And this is what I love about them. I really do. I love the notion. Here's the interesting thing. This is starting to dawn on me, but here's the thought of the night. Men can basically agree on who they want to have sex with, universally, as men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, here's Carmen Electra, right? Every guy's going to agree they like to have sex with her. Now, some guys would like to have sex with her more. I'm not going to argue with that. And there's always room for preference and taste. But you could get some guy from Saudi Arabia who sold carpet and who did a little goat herding just, you know, on weekends and bring him in here in his 70s. He'd look at Carmen Electra, he'd want to have sex with her. Or you could bring a 14-year-old from Iowa in. He'd want to have sex with her. You know what I mean? It crosses all international boundaries. She's a beautiful woman. Guys wouldn't have sex with her. Like I said, maybe some guys like blondes, you know? But even those guys would look at Carmen and go, love it. Now, the thing that I always find amazing about women is, I'll use myself as an example, and it'll be good and bad. There are women out there who actually want to have sex with me.
I know, it's shocking.
I know.
I've borne witness to that.
Yes.
I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. I've been to parties. There's been attractive women. They've spoken to me in a sexual manner. There are women out there who would like to have sex with me, and there's nothing wrong with them. There really isn't. And then there's women who would be disgusted at the notion of having me, my sweaty, hairy body mouth their pristine body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, same guy. Same guy could really do it for one chick, and then there's like Danielle, our phone screener. She would... She'd be in therapy for 10 years if I approached her sexually.
Oh.
She'd have to...
Post-traumatic stress reaction.
She'd have to move to a vomitorium.
She
would do nothing but vomit.
We were actually just talking about that.
Right.
How sick it would make her.
Yeah, you'd be disgusted.
And yet there's a middle ground to a woman that could go either... You know, could be swayed one way or the other and be completely in.
Yeah, they're out there. But, you know, Danielle, is repulsive as I am to you physically, do you realize that there's attractive women who would gladly have sex with me?
Can you imagine that?
I think there are women out there who would have sex with just about anybody.
Okay. No, I appreciate the point you're trying to make, but... Touché. That's a very valid point. Thank you for bringing that up, honey. Now... What I'm, and that's true. I don't want to take that away from you, Danielle. Danielle's a very petite, very naive flower of a young. She's a young. She's a little Jewish flower.
That made my month. I think
she's really darling, and there's probably feelings. She probably has feelings for me that she's not comfortable with, and therefore sort of runs from them.
Nausea that makes her uncomfortable.
But what I'm saying is. Danielle, really, there are some women out there, some attractive women
specifically
who like me more than other guys.
Yeah, not just other guys, which M's one.
I know you have to sort of close your eyes.
It's hard to imagine.
And maybe have a shot of brandy to hear that. But they're actually out there. And this is the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone could agree on Carmen Electra. And not that I'm the male equivalent to her by any stretch of the imagination, but no guy I know wouldn't want to get on her.
But there's no male equivalent of that, is there?
There's many. Well, you know, once in a while you get your sort of,
Brad Pitt
or something.
But even then, there's
women who will not universally go for that.
Yeah.
Right. All right, come on, you're breaking my heart, baby. Take that back now.
What's she said in here?
No, I'm thinking about that last comment she made.
I take it back.
All right.
You do not. Now I'm depressed.
That's a damn lie!
Just lying. That's all. All right, baby.
Heather?
Yes.
And therefore, hold on one second, Heather. And here's what I want to say.
So then Carmen Electra's got an easy life. She can go into a room and go, okay, there's 35 guys in here. Four of them are gay. 31 want to nail me. Actually, one guy's bi, 32. Do you know what I mean? She knows.
Yeah, but that's a real pain in the ass.
Okay, maybe a pain in the ass, but she definitely knows.
What she doesn't know is where does she as a person sit with all this?
Okay, let's not cry any, shed any more tears for Carmen Electra. What I don't know is whether I'm going to run into some chick who really digs me, and like I said, I swear to God they're out there, or I'm going to run into Danielle.
Yeah.
And mistake her for someone who should like me.
Well, you have to also coincide with somebody who likes you, right? You have to like the one that likes you.
All right, yeah, but I'm not factoring that in right now. Heather?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend and I had sex yesterday, and he told me we didn't have to use protection because I was on my period.
Mm-hmm. He's an idiot.
Wow, how old is he?
20.
Oh.
Wow.
15.
Yeah.
I wish.
Boy, there's a lot of early soiling going on in this country. And was it a mess?
Yeah.
And he didn't go down on you, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do you go? You know, you're 15. What is next? Is he just pee on you, or how does that work?
No, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just curious. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's barnyard. You go right to the barnyard. All right, so he and Heather.
Yeah?
You're, as a young lady who should be somewhat self-conscious, like most 15-year-olds are, you don't have any problem with a guy going down on you while you're on your period?
Well, I told him he didn't have to, and he said he wanted to.
But she's also totally beholden to this wonderful,
right.
Ideal person.
Right? I know, but you didn't want to step up and go, hey, listen, I'm on the rank.
Hey, how about step up and go, hey,
a couple days.
Well, I warned him, and he said it was all right.
How about, hey, get up a condom, a-hole. That would be part of stepping up, too. The utopia we would ultimately live in, Adam, is if we could just get women to assert themselves.
No, not me.
Into men. Seriously, that'd be it.
All right. Listen, Heather, what's up with you? Where's your dad?
He's at home.
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah. At home?
Yeah, I live
with him. What's wrong with him?
Nothing's wrong with him.
Why are you dating a 20-year-old?
I don't know. I like older guys.
What's up with your dad? Is he an alcoholic?
He used to be.
Yeah, there you go. What an amazing, shocking revelation.
It's a coincidence.
Revelation.
Coincidence.
Shocking!
How dare you?
All right, hey, Heather, listen, you're dating a criminal. And the guy's going down on you while you're on your period.
And he's going to get you pregnant.
Well, can I get pregnant?
Yes, you can always get pregnant all the time.
Really?
I mean, listen, it's a lesser chance. But come on, honey. Well, what do you care? You're going to be pregnant in another 6 months anyway, right?
Get that morning after pill. Keep it around.
Come on, goofball.
Well,
grow
how
up.
Long do I have? How many hours do I have?
72.
Come
72
on.
Hours?
Yes.
All right,
Heather, please, take some responsibility. Your dad was an alcoholic, now everyone's daddy.
Good. Go to some Alatine, all right, Heather?
All
right.
Hey. Oh, do you think she's going to one of those meetings? Hey, Heather?
Yeah?
Come on. Go to one of those meetings, would you?
Okay.
I swear to God, just go, would you?
Okay, well, for you.
All right, for me.
Okay.
You're attracted to me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All
right.
Oh, it's another one of those.
Thank you. Guy's 20. And I mean, hey, listen, guys. Listen, attention all guys. Stop being such idiots, would you?
That's the other part. Let the women assert their feelings. Guys, listen, and don't prey on them the rest of the time.
Well, here's what I'd like. Here's what I would like. And listen, all you guys, guys especially, women don't seem to have this gene, but guys do. I would like you to go ahead and govern yourself just a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't do what you can do. Do what you should do.
Yeah.
If a guy leaves his window open and his cell phone on his driver's seat, don't reach in and grab it because you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If somebody drops their wallet, just return it. You know what I mean? Stop looking. Life is not one big opportunity for you to seize. Here's a 15-year-old. Her dad was an alcoholic. Her uncle raped her. She's stupid. I can F her.
Well, no.
Yeah, you can. But it's not all about what you can do.
Well, they also have to be able to see it. It's like, hey, this is a 15-year-old. She's into sex. She's into it, man. She's into it because Dan was a raging alcoholic. She was abused in some
way. I'm just talking about in general across the board. I know. Life does not owe you idiots anything. And like I said, somebody who leaves their car door open or their window down or their briefcase on the roof of their car in the airport parking lot, that ain't yours. It's not yours. You understand? And the part about you teaching the guy a lesson because he's too stupid to leave, that's a bunch of rational BS.
Yeah.
It's not yours. And 15-year-olds, I don't care if they're spread eagle and drunk with an IV, wine cooler IV in them at a rave you're at. You can't F them if you're 20. Do you hear me? It's not all one big opportunity. John?
Yeah.
You're 25. What's up?
Well, this is kind of an anatomical question, I guess. This has been something that I discovered about my body.
Hey, John, you don't get laid much, do you?
I'm married.
All right, so you're really not getting any. All right, what's up? What's up with you? You work with computers?
No.
What do you do?
Part-time.
Huh?
I work.
What do you do, you jackass?
What do I do for work?
All right. We're trying to go to break here. I'm trying to figure out what. Let's see. Let me get this. You work computers? No. What do you do for work? I work. What do you do for work?
For work?
What do I do for work? All right. So what is that, three go rounds?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get back with John.
Oh, but he's going to have to deal with Ace Rockola.
That's right. I'm bringing in my alter ego, Ace Rockola, after this for a little lightning right now.
Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Evening, folks. I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can with a song for the little ones. Ray.
Mr. Charles.
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
In the back.
Backseat, baby.
Baby face is staying intact.
Larry, yo, Larry, maybe you should keep your day job.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, as much as our day job.
Woo!
Backseat, baby.
Stay alive even when I drive.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the backseat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
The July Sales Spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Volkswagen. Wilkins has brought in over 200 new Volkswagens just for this event, including 50 brand new 2000 new Beetles. There are a wide variety of colors and models for you to choose from. 2000 Golf starting at just $14,995. Well-equipped Jettas with air, automatic, and more are priced from $16,995. Wilkins Volkswagen also has two special July lease packages waiting for you. 2000 Passats priced from $249 per month, and the new Beetle start at just $189 per month. These payments are for 39 months, require $2,000 upfront plus tax and license, and at Wilkins Volkswagen, there's no security deposit required. You'll always find great selection selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Volkswagen. Just minutes from the airport at Highway 110 and South Robert at 494. On the road of life, there are passengers and there are drivers. Drivers wanted.
Make the most of your summer with America Online.
It's so easy to use.
Movie tickets online.
AOL Movie Ball.
Get driving directions.
Plan a vacation. It's the easiest way to stay in touch with family and friends.
I use email. I use chat rooms.
Even share photos with You Got Pictures. Now AOL members can get a coupon to try You Got Pictures for free. Go to AOL keyword pictures.
Now sharing your pictures is as easy as email.
It's powered by Kodak and Sun Microsystems technology. Check out AOL keyword pictures today for a free limited time offer. America Online. So easy to use. No wonder it's number one.
Yes, the Twin Cities Marathon is full, but there are several other opportunities to participate in during the marathon weekend. Registration for the second annual TCM 10-mile run will begin July 17th, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis to the first 2,500 registered participants. Sorry, no faxes, special deliveries, or walk-ins accepted. Pick up an application at the TCM office, at local running stores, or major health clubs. And you can check out all the details at TwinCitiesMarathon.org.
It feels strange that I actually am opening myself up to another human being this way.
We're pretty inspired by those bands, Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And
I am a complete nutcase by nature.
My personal life is none of your business.
Join Zone 105's Billy for the Zone Files. Billy goes behind the music and talks to and about your favorite Zone artist. Plus, Billy reveals the latest Hollywood has to offer. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Let's check the time, everyone. It's 11:46, 11:47 straight up. That is 13 minutes away from 12 o'clock. The witching hour, 12 straight up. We're going to hop back on the bus and burn through some calls tonight. Let me tell you something, kitty. Carmen Electra was in here a little bit earlier tonight, and she is hot. All right. Let's hop back on the bus. That was big news. Wes, 15 years old. I'm going to have a red line. Yeah, baby. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Wes, hold on a second. Let's check that. It's 11:47 and 30 seconds, 12 minutes, 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, you're in the love box back there in the middle of lightning round. It's like, oh, it's a good bind of that Drew coming. Look, what's going on there, Wes?
I was wondering if I could drink while taking Accutane.
Mm-hmm. Not supposed to.
Not supposed to there, Wes. Hey, Wes.
Tough on the liver.
Wes, Accutane. You're 15.
Okay.
Right. You should only be smoking pot and doing heroin at 15. You should not be drinking. What do you say there?
Unacceptable.
Let's check the time again. It's 11:48 straight up, 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, and you're smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. I'm your humble host, Ace Rockles. I'm a little Clint.
Yes.
Clint, you're 15 years old there, partner.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend said she masturbates.
Yeah, with well, we were talking on the phone, and she tried to like arouse me or something, I guess.
And
she tells me that she's masturbating with a
hoe,
like a vacuum hose.
Twinkie hole, baby! Woo! Yeah, sucking her innards right out of the little dust buster, huh?
She said she didn't turn it on, but she just like masturbated with it. I know that I can't compete with that. So
upright,
I'm doing what I should do.
Upright or canister.
What?
Mm-hmm. All right, there, buddy. Well, you can't compete with that. I'll tell you, why don't you shove a mop up your ass? That ought to put her straight. Hey, let me check the time. It's 11:48 and 30 seconds. That is 11 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour. The witchy hour, straight up midnight. You're smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. I mean, it's Rock Gold's a good partner over there, Dr. Drew. Let me tell you something, kid. Carmen Electra in here earlier tonight. Hot, hot, hot. Scary movie coming out tomorrow. Nationwide. Stay in the building. Partner. Whoa, I'm sensing some hostility. We better hop back on the phone. Johnny. Johnson.
Hey, when I squeeze my nipples.
Ah, that's right, Johnny. 25 years old, squeezes the nipples.
What do you do for work?
What do you do for work, Johnny?
Well, I'm a student. I work part-time.
You work part-time. I see. Still won't tell us what he does for work. Let's check the time. It's 11:49 and 40 seconds. That is 10 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, straight up, a little light around. Let's talk a little bit about that crew. Kenny! Right on the phones. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Well, what are you going to do about that? You can't cry over spilled gold. Amber?
Yes.
Amber, 18, Toots Ahoy. What's up?
I actually have a lot of questions, but I don't know if your lightning round is going to be long enough.
All right, then, bud. We'll move on to the next call, Aaron. Aaron?
Hello.
Airster?
Yeah.
Aaron. You Aaron? 15?
Yeah.
Jewish guy?
Nah.
Jew? Huh?
I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend and I?
Hold on a second. Aaron, you've been on hold for 101 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost an hour. Hold on a second, buddy. Let me check that.
Almost an hour.
Oh, it's 11:50. That's a little joke, Edgar. It's 11:50 and 30. That's 9 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up. Smack dab in the middle of the talking to you. Unofficial Jew, Aaron. Aaron, you're 15 years old. What's up, partner?
Yeah, my girlfriend only wants to have sex with me when she's drunk.
Oh, definitely not Jewish. Yeah,
And when she's not drunk, she ignores me.
Not a great sign.
Jews are up and goes, my buddy the Weeze would say.
Not a relationship, really, either, there.
Aaron, I'd have a case of wine coolers under the bunk bed. You know what I'm saying about that?
How old is she?
She's 15 also.
She's 15.
This is not a relationship, Aaron. I don't know what it is. It's she got a lot of stuff going on that I don't think you really want to be.
Drew, you're saying there's something wrong with a 15-year-old who's alcoholic dependent?
It's unacceptable, and it's something's going on with her, and he's just one of the sort of objects she's using to try to feel better.
No, Amber, you're 18 years old. Hey, Amber?
Yes.
Yeah, let me check the time. It's 11:51 and 25 seconds. That's 8 minutes and 35 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, I'm Ace Rock Cole. It's my good partner, Dr. Drew. Smack dab in the middle line around. What's up?
I get a lot of tattoos, and I'm wondering if it's because I get depressed.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering how to stop it.
All right.
How about getting your depression treated?
I haven't. I haven't done anything about it.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
How about doing it there, Amber?
Because every time I...
Oh, shut up. Get your depression treated, you idiots. Listen, you screwballs. What the hell? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Ryan? Listen, all you screwed up people, go to the shrink. Get your depression treated and don't argue with us. Ryan, you're 17.
Yep.
Your penis smells after masturbation?
Smells?
Yeah, I don't know why. What does it do that for? When I masturbate, it itches, too.
Smells? Itches?
No, it just itches when I'm doing it. And after I'm done it, after it goes down, it's all swollen and everything.
Hey, Ryan.
Partner Jimmy told me about a mushroom incident he had.
Really? Oh, yeah, he'd been going in it with Prowl. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, sometimes after I play basketball or ride my bike for a while, my balls smell. You know what I'm saying about it? Yeah. Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
What are you using to masturbate with? Any kind of...
I don't use anything. I just use my hands.
It sounds like some sort of irritation. The skin is about itches. It's an irritation.
No, neither. Why does it smell there, Drewski?
It says swell, not smells.
Well, what do you say there, partner? Hey, it's a love line. I'm he's Rock Hall. I'm a good partner. Phone number. Fax number 310-575-5257. Or you can reach us on the internet at www.5577. Let's check the time. It's 11:53 and 13 seconds.
Jesus
that is
Christ
6 minutes and seconds away from the top of the hour. And the top back of the phone is on the air. Oh, what's up there, brother?
What's wrong with you?
You shake uncontrollably during oral sex. You know
God damn it!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, anyway. When my boyfriend performs oral sex with me, when I start to have an orgasm, I start shaking repeatedly.
Yeah.
And sometimes it will stop and I'll go away, but during the night, I start shaking.
There's Amy. Sure, let me give you my technique over the phone, all right? You see? That's how I work, man. Baby, you're having a seizure.
No, I wonder, something happens later at night. Are you conscious when this happens at night?
Huh?
Are you conscious when this happens again later at night?
Sometimes I'm awake. I'm usually asleep, though. And I just start shaking and he'll say, are you okay or something? And, I don't even realize sometimes I'm doing it. And I just I don't know. I just, like, can't control.
All right.
Yeah, it might be a seizure.
Yeah, I'm in a little seizure. All right. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to drag a little bit. I'm going to drag a little bit. I'm lighting around. Again, fax number, phone number, blah, 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 blah. And you can reach us on the web at www. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Loveline, Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa. How far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah. I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa. So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean, like, you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible.
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the best of club mix from KTEL Cold Front. With number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Sure is much time, baby.
Polyester, gold medallions, big collared shirts, big ol' afro wig. We at Zone 105 know you have these things buried somewhere in your closet.
Hey, Disco Stew doesn't have the text.
Well, you better dig them out, because they're going to come in real handy when we send you to the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oh, yeah, and Cracker will be there, too.
Just email faxers and Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary McShee will pick a winner at random. It's the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with Cracker and Casey and the Sunshine Band. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
Every woman's nightmare. You see an amazing, make-your-knees-weak guy. You get the nerve to approach him. Then he talks. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
The more you know...
I live with my mom.
The worse he looks.
You dig me, don't you?
Here's one time when the more you know about something, the better it looks.
High five.
The Chevy
High five.
Cavalier.
High five.
It looks good.
I don't know.
And Cavalier has standard ABS and air conditioning.
Hey, man. You want to see my tattoo?
Cavalier. The more you know, the better it looks. Chevy, we'll be there.
Want to go to a tractor pull?
Each year, thousands of Americans...